This is Kathy at the Healing and Learning Center. Today, we're going to do a meditation on grounding. So sit upright, be comfortable, arms and legs uncrossed, feet flat on the floor. Place your hands softly in your lap and envision a red disc of energy low in your pelvis, moving clockwise. This firmly anchored disc of energy lives in your body and has been present since before you were born. It is your root chakra. As you visualize this red energy disc, visualize and create a perfect cord firmly anchored inside your root chakra, moving downward out of your body through your perineum, the area between the rectum and genitals, through your chair, and through the floor. And keep breathing and relax. See this grounding cord moving further downward into the layers of the ground below you and on down to the center of the planet. When your cord reaches the center of the planet, anchor it there so it is firmly attached. You may envision your cord as a long chain with an actual anchor, or as a tree with roots that wrap around the center of the planet, or as an electrical cord you can just plug into the center of the planet. Any image that works for you will be exactly right for you. Feel the strong connection between the center of your pelvis and the center of the planet. Feel the attachment at both ends. When you feel comfortable, destroy your cord. Drop it out, throw it away, burn it, make it vanish. Use whatever method you like, just get rid of it. Let it go completely. You made it, and you can make it go away. Do it now. Always remember, you are in charge of your energy and your energy creations. Your energy tools belong to you. If they aren't perfect, or the right color, or the right size, you can destroy them and start over. You can destroy anything you create and start all over again. Now, ground yourself in any way you like. There are just a few rules about creating your grounding cord. It should be securely anchored at both ends. The outside edges of the cord, tube, rope, or root should be rounded without any holes, tears, or breaks to leak energy or confuse it. Beyond that, its size, color, and anchoring system are yours to create. Imagine getting up and moving around, jumping, running, or lying down. Does your grounding cord come with you and move easily? If not, drop it out of your body and then create a new cord with a better flow. If you're having trouble with grounding, don't worry. At this moment, all you need to do is keep an open mind. Your mind is wonderful at imagining reality until your body can catch up and create physical reality. Just relax. You will be able to ground soon enough.